Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Okay, PFFs, brought to you, new sponsor, DatChat. Download DatChat for iPhone, Android, in the app stores right now, or go to datchat.com/barstool. Get more info, download DatChat. DatChat is an awesome new social networking and messaging app that a bunch of us here at Barstool are now using. Great place to interact with our fans, comment, like messages, and chat with Barstool Sports talent. Talk about the biggest sports games on TVs, Bachelor with Cutting Stems, Kelly Rhea, Fran Trent, pop culture with Chicks in the Office, conspiracy theories with macrodosing, so on and so on. Go download the app now. Make sure to join our show page to talk about things your show wants to talk about. BFFs, obviously, this show. Download DatChat for iPhone and Android in the app stores right now, or go to datchat.com/barstool to get more info and download DatChat. Get on your phone, support DatChat, support the brand. All right, BFFs, before we, and we just did that ad, I don't want to like load people, but Josh is wearing the new BFF gear. I'm wearing it. We have more half over purple, here. Purple. Yeah. The full jumpsuits, they're fire. Kind of got lost in the shuffle a little bit with our Black Friday. So here's what we're doing. After the, well, we'll just say 9 p.m. This airs at 8 p.m. Wednesday, 9 p.m. We're putting all the BFF stuff back on. We'll give you one more day to get it and get it before Christmas for all your little ones, friends, family. It's puff print, too. It's pretty fire. These are, like, the best ones. Obviously, Josh is in the full jump.
Yeah, I wore it the whole time I was home for Thanksgiving. Everyone was obsessed with it. It's
very
a perfect
cool
gift for your best friend for Christmas.
So, again, exactly. 9 p.m., and then they're gone forever. We'll drop it. We'll give you the heads up. Okay, into the episode. Starting off with hashtag surviving Sophia. So, Sophia, a 20 to 30-year-old. You always know when they don't know the age. 20 to 30-year-old woman from Canada has been accused of scamming influencers and celebrities around L.A. for $11 million. Pretends to be victims of different tragedies to scam people into giving her money, flights, hotels. Got in contact with them at high-profile events and would lie about being connected to celebrities, blah, blah, blah. Supposedly scammed Jeff Whittick into giving her his credit card. Unbeknownst to Jeff, Sophia was telling people she worked for him and lived with him. Well, Jeff knew her. She was telling Jeff that she was a victim of sexual assault, homelessness. She'd been robbed, so he gave her a credit card. She claimed Jack Harlow was obsessed with her and that she was pregnant with his child from assault. Another influencer, Ricky Thompson, 5 million Instagram followers, considered Sophia a friend, regularly go out to dinner with her and even gave her key to his apartment until he realized she was scamming for money. Olivia O'Brien, Dixie, talking about Sophia on the Dixie DeMello show 5 months before she was caught. Like, talking to her as, like, as a friend?
No, talking about her.
Yeah, that's what I think they might be, like, talking about what she does and everything.
Yeah, they were.
She was like, my name's Sophia, like, I'm here alone. And I was like, that's so, like, scary. Yeah. I would never be able to do that. And we were, like, talking. She seemed pretty normal. And she comes into our, like, box. And she, like, leaves a bunch of stuff there. She just starts talking to, like, Jake and Logan's mom. Mm-hmm. And takes videos of, like, mini Jake Paul. His name is Titus. Mm-hmm. She asked him to take a video of her. And then she, like, was just talking to all these people. Like, saying she was friends with us. Which is, like, we just met her. I didn't know how to feel. And security tried to escort her out. Uh-huh. And then she came back and was like, security told me, like, I couldn't be here. Like, can you just tell them that, like, or I'm friends with you. Like, I lost my pass. And I was like, you don't have a pass. I don't know what to, like, mm-hmm. tell you. She shows up at Jake's house, somehow gets through the gate with there's a code. I have no idea how this is even possible. Then she leaves there. Then the next morning, my friend is leaving her other hotel. Mm-hmm. And this girl is in the lobby. Just sitting in the lobby, and she asked if she could get into her Uber.
She came up to me and she was like, I work in PR. My boss sent me out here. I'm like, oh, cool. And then I just kept seeing her getting kicked out of place. I'm like, who did I just talk to?
Strange.
It's kind of like straight out of like a movie.
Yeah, right.
Like she's low-key just living her best life, walking around, pulling a little Jason Bourne on everyone.
Do you ever see her, Josh, out in L.A.?
I was trying to look at the picture and see if I, like, had any if I could remember ever encountering her, but I just don't think so.
I don't know how, like, and we're going to have, hopefully, Whittick on the show, either this episode or next, meaning we're going to interview him down. We don't know whether we'll put him in this episode or the one after, but how do you give someone like this the credit card? I guess.
He must be a good actor.
I could never fall for this because I don't make new friends.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, I don't like new people. I'll never have a new friend.
But she, I mean, she used like that she was beat up and she was assaulted and sexual assault, homelessness. Like, that it was like makes, a sob story.
Yeah. It makes me a bigger jerk, but that's more like, oh, well, I don't want to associate, like, you sound like you got a lot of issues. And that's terrible, but like, I got my own issues. I don't need that in my life.
Yeah.
So, like, if security was, hey, get out of here, I'd probably start eating my popcorn and pretend I don't know anything's going on and just like hope she gets kicked out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. A little like just wait and see what happens.
Yeah. Like maybe put your headphones in or something. Like, oh, I can't hear you. Like, you know.
I guess
yeah.
Wittix was like in the morning and he got a call from like his friend that he trusts a lot and he was just like, fuck it, give her my credit card info. Or like he gave it to his friend to give to her.
I guess a nice move by
That's
him.
Crazy, yeah. $11 million though.
Too good of a guy move to do.
Interesting. Kim, Kanye, and Pete. After spending Pete's birthday with Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson are reportedly dating. We knew that. Since the news broke, Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian have continued going public together, holding hands, and Pete even had a hickey. Okay. Jeez. Oh, I mean, we've talked about, do we think it's a PR stunt? Are they really dating? Why would these two need a PR stunt?
That's what, everyone's did you see Kanye tweeting? Kanye was tweeting too, wasn't he? Wasn't he like, God is just testing our relationship?
Yes.
Like, now's when we prevail or something like
well,
that.
Well, I mean,
like,
he's a loony bin to begin with.
He posted this picture and said, God will bring Kim and him back together. A picture of them kissing. But everyone's saying that it's a PR stunt to distract everyone from the Astroworld Fest tragedies. That's like a huge conspiracy on social media. That's what everyone is saying. But I don't know why Kim would need to do that.
Why would Pete Davidson have to do that?
I don't know.
Why would this distract any? Like,
they're saying they're taking the heat off the family, like the Kardashian family, because of the Astroworld thing, because they haven't spoken about it, and they're like ignoring it. So with the Pete shit, it's like a distraction.
Got it. Because the Astroworld, you have it, what's her is the
Kylie Jenner? Yeah,
Kylie Jenner. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'd like to say like if my family member or somebody like died at Astroworld, I'm not gonna be like, oh, well, I'm not going to worry about that because, see, like, Pete Davidson's dating Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think it's just for, like, the general public to, like, forget about Astroworld and just...
Yeah. That's a pretty...
Big conspiracy.
Big stretch, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big ask to be like, hey, let's just forget about probably the biggest news since, like, COVID.
And maybe from Pete... What does Pete Davidson care? He just gets to, like, fuck Kim Kardashian, whether it's like a publicity stunt or not.
Yeah, this couple makes no sense to me, though.
None of Pete Davidson's relationships make sense because he doesn't make sense.
But something like his past ones kind of made sense. Kim Kardashian, him and Ariana Grande.
You think that makes sense?
Yeah, no. She dates weird people.
That is true. Mac Miller was kind of like surprising, I would say.
Yeah, like not as hot as her. Like she dates down, I would say, look wise.
Yeah, she goes personality. She's a personality guy.
Yes.
I've told this a million times. Mac Miller booked him on Stoolapalooza, $1,500 a show, 6 shows. This is before anyone knew who he was. He came on third. He was like the third act.
Wow.
Super nice guy. It was right when Kids came out. Do you think there's any hope for Kim and Kanye to get back? I don't give a fuck. What kind of question is that? Who put that on there? Do we? it reads, do you think, in italics. With this picture of kissing. Yeah. Do you think there is
maybe
any
you're supposed
hope
to put more
Kim
emotion behind it?
I don't know. Let's believe in love. Okay, maybe.
I don't think so.
Who gives a fuck? Does anyone give a fuck?
No. The kids probably.
No, I mean, it'd be a big story, I think, right?
You could have told me they were together right now.
I thought they were. Right. I thought they like re-got married on stage or whatever. I don't understand them. But once they
maybe,
like die
maybe
down,
they'll do it
they'll
again.
Get back together.
They got the Drake and Kanye doing their concert soon. Like Drake and Kanye got their little concert going on in a week or so. What if Kim comes out then?
She will, 100%. What if she brings Pete though?
Oh, I'm gonna be there, so I'll let y'all know.
Yeah, let us know.
Kardashians reverse BBL. What's BBL?
Brazilian butt lift. So that's why all their asses are so huge, because they all have BBLs.
Confirmed?
Yes.
Confirmed?
That's confirmed. If you don't...
Devin said,
You can't look at... If you look at their butts, it's like, you're not working...
Before and after pictures.
Okay,
I mean, look at that ass right there.
The internet has started a conspiracy.
These are saying they're removed.
Yeah, no? Kim and Khloe have had their fake asses removed after they look smaller, and then there's a picture of Kim. I can't judge on that angle. That's the first one. It's huge, but you got to listen. you have to have the same color pants on.
Look at
That's true.
Look at the next one of Khloe Kardashian.
But sometimes black and tan, the Correct. Depth perception, you don't know. You don't know with color.
Have you guys ever watched the show?
No.
Keeping Up. Okay, so I have.
I've seen parts of it,
and
yeah.
And you see their asses in previous episodes, and you see new videos of them coming out. Their asses are a lot smaller.
This is just flat ridiculous on the left.
Which
yeah,
one?
Yeah, the left is crazy.
Of Khloe?
Well, here's the thing from a male perspective. I don't care how perfect looking a female's ass is. If I know it's fake, it chemically, I'm like not attracted. It's like, oh, it's fake.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't feel that way with like necessarily like breast. I feel like that's more common. A fake ass is a big turnoff for me.
Huh.
You know, BBL is the most dangerous surgery you can get, and they all get it. Like one in 3,000 people die.
You don't feel that way, Josh?
I mean, like, I guess, like, yeah, you know, like when it's a natural girl, it's like, you know, there's maybe some like extra beauty there or something, but
I'm not into like cosmetic. It's just, I don't know. It's like anyone can create that in a lab. Just as another boy. Kim and North and P and Court. Northwest. Okay, that's the kid from Kanye. Penelope Disick.
Courtney and Scott Disick's daughter.
Yeah, daughter.
Mm-hmm. They are taking over TikTok. Absolutely. Like, they're getting millions and millions of views and likes on all of their videos. So Penelope and North had their own TikToks at first, but they got removed because they're like 9. And then they joined their accounts to be with their moms, and they're popping off. It's like the era of the Kardashian kids.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all.
But that's, they're so little.
Fishing like, with dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Penelope Disick will be one, like, gorgeous human.
Yeah. Same with North. She looks like a little supermodel.
Yeah, no, but when those shake out, like Kanye is like an average looking guy. Disick's very
also
good.
Also, didn't we just talk about how like Kim got a lot of work done to look like kind of how she looks?
I don't know.
Just her butt.
Had,
just
yeah,
her
I don't
butt.
Know how she had face.
Was it just the butt? No, like you're saying no nose job.
Well, I'm
no,
sure
like,
she
no
has everything,
lift,
but she was
whatever.
Really pretty before when
yeah,
she
was
young.
Always pretty.
She's gorgeous.
Okay.
But I mean, the prettier couple is Disick and Courtney, definitely.
Hmm.
What do you mean, him?
It's up to you. That's your opinion.
By the way, you guys,
no,
on that.
I'm not even, I don't even want to get
that,
into it.
On that, Leo versus Nelly, what was it, like 100% to zero?
Because you
not
didn't even.
Not even close, man. And you didn't specify.
Yes,
you
they
said
didn't specify.
Just Leo, Nelly. Like, that's so silly. You got to put a
now.
Picture of Leo now, a picture of Nelly now.
I didn't do it.
Who is
more
attractive?
I did it on my story. I didn't do it. I didn't post any. It was other people did it. It was 100 to zero.
I did
I
it on
people
my,
calling
no.
for heads. I had to, like, talk people off ledges, be like, get Brie off the show. It's like, ah, she's good. It was one
no,
mistake.
Mine was the other way around. Yeah, I did it on my story, and Nelly won. Because I did it correctly. I put pictures of them now, yep. And I said,
yep.
Now, not when they're younger.
Please, that was
and
it.
Nelly is still 10 times hotter than Leo right now.
Hmm. Ridiculous.
I hate to agree, because like, I feel like I would want to say Leo just because like, he's an icon, bro. I love Leo, but...
Same, I love
just,
him, but like...
He just ain't...
He's just
he
an
ain't,
average I, white man right now. A little old white man.
Nelly is just looking great for his years, bro. Like, for his age, Nelly is just...
What was the vote? Do we have the score? How many people
yeah,
voted?
Yeah, let's pull up what you wrote, too.
I didn't write
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's
Kareem.
Pull up this scam. Let's
I
pull
just
up
said,
this
who's more attractive?
Scam.
Question mark. That means now. Like what?
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it,
no,
wait, yes, doesn't.
It does not specify.
No, it doesn't.
Obviously, Leo was hotter when they were younger.
Leo's hotter his entire life.
No, he's not.
If that's how it's been worded, who is more attractive, you would assume that means now. Like, who's just the
Correct.
More attractive human?
No, but no. What? You're telling me everyone who voted on that went to Google, went to Safari, searched up, all right, Leo now versus
Well, but
Nelly
then it becomes
now.
Subjective.
No.
You could get, like, bad pictures of Leo.
Facts.
You can get bad pictures Facts. Of
nope.
Nelly if
nope.
you don't put any pictures.
Nope.
Josh, okay,
grab
a good
they're
photo.
Not gonna
grab a good
that
photo.
They're wrong.
Grab
it was like 80 to 20
from now.
It was a bloodbath. I had to fight for the integrity of the show.
No.
No.
All right, so there's more of these TikToks. Yeah, obviously they're going 20 million views.
But they're like the stupidest little TikToks. It's crazy.
But that's TikTok. I mean, that is TikTok.
Yeah, that is TikTok. Roback Activewear, the guys over at Roback have been sending us some of their performance hoodies, Q-zips, and polos. And I'll be honest, guys. We're in love with their stuff. Robex Performance hoodies are simply next level. We've never worn something so soft and stretchy. Sometimes we even wear them without anything underneath because they're so soft. Trust us when we say these hoodies are must-buys as we head into the prime hoodie season. Robex Performance polos are hands down some of the best performance polos in the game. The fabric is so comfortable and stretchy, so you won't have to take them off. Perfect for a day in the sun or dinner out with your girl. No one does polos like Robex. So guys, go do yourself a favor. Check out their Insta, Robex, or just straight up visit their website, robex.com, and use the code Josh for a generous 20% off your first purchase through the end of this week. That's spelled R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. That's 20% off all performance hoodies, Q-zips, and hoodies with code Josh. So go check them out, robex.com.
Yeah, so this, I felt like an idiot because I didn't know who Virgil Abloh was.
Wow.
But he's obviously gigantic and beloved, yeah. I think, by the universe because mm-hmm. everyone's going crazy. I read up on him. I knew what Off-White was. I didn't know that he started Off-White. I didn't even know what Off-White meant. I like kind of when I read up on it, mm-hmm. What it, like in between white and black, the shit gray area was kind of cool. He was the first minority lead director, what, at Louis Vuitton? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And friends with everybody. So influenced a lot of people. And, I mean, he's everywhere right now. People paying his respects. I always really, really respect guys like this or women like this or whoever famous who he was fighting cancer and kept it private. Mm-hmm. I guess it's like close right. friends knew, yeah. but the yeah. world didn't know.
People are wondering because Kanye and Drake squashed the beef if Virgil like kind of made them before
yeah,
he passed away.
Yeah. Yep, I saw a lot of stuff about that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Kanye, he deleted all his, it was kind of, I like that movie, deleted all his Instagram posts.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if he just put posted back. For him?
What? There's nothing. He went. There's nothing on his Instagram page. Oh, shit. I don't know if that's still the case. But
They were super close. Like Kanye and Virgil were like tight.
Yeah, I saw him and like Bella Hadid are leading the league on my timelines of like talking about him the most. But yeah. I think he's everywhere. There's pictures
everywhere.
Yeah, every
famous person posts.
What do you guys think about it when like these shoe resellers like instantly see something like that happen and then go to GOAT and start pricing the Off-White shoes at like $15,000?
That's like baseball cards, a weird analogy, but like if somebody dies, the card goes up. So, I mean, that's the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
Morally wrong, but like
I don't think it's morally. It becomes that's not like a fashion, like a painter or anything. It's like because they're not going to be producing.
They can't
more.
Do anything. Yeah.
Right. It's like it's their art. It's yeah. their work. So right. it goes yeah. up.
Or do value. You mean the people like yeah. rushing to buy like all the Off-White shoes they can because they know like
I have no problem with breaks. That either.
Well, then that's morally wrong. No.
Why is that? That's no make money. The make money boys. That's
yeah.
The, I mean, that crew who went to buy.
It's never going
to. There's
change.
An old Barstool video. I don't know if we'll find it, but it's like. The Get Money Boys or something, and they went and just got like all the Jordans when they went on sale in Houston because they're the Get Money Boys. A very funny interview.
Fair.
Get Money Boys.
You guys knew exactly who he was?
Yeah, I knew who he was.
Yeah.
Did you know he was as big? Like, I mean...
Because every famous person ever, especially Drake, posted with him all the time.
Like, it takes a lot. I feel... I really... was like out of the loop.
And Off-White's huge.
I knew what Off-White
thing.
Was.
And, it's so big, like in like even like the hip hop world and stuff. So he was just everyone wanted to meet him from that world. So and then every artist that was trying to get into like the fashion industry, like it was like he was kind of like the guy to go talk to.
Yeah. And he made Hailey Bieber's wedding dress.
Didn't know that either. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Everyone raps about him too. So I was like, who's Virgil? Googled him.
When I first saw it, I just saw R.I.P. Virgil, and I thought it was Ted DiBiase wrestling his Virgil.
A wrestler?
Virgil.
I don't even know. Do you know who that is, Josh?
I didn't.
This is where the
really...
show goes nuts, because for my crowd, that's a very funny like joke. There's an all-time picture.
Self-proclaimed funny joke? That's how you know it's hilarious.
No, it is funny. Like, there's an all-time meme of him sitting at a desk alone, like at a line. Waiting, and there's no one in line for Virgil autographs.
That's sad.
Like, you could probably... He was a Million Dollar Man's guy. He was just Million Dollar Man's bitch, basically.
You guys want to watch the Get Money Boys video?
It may be a little long, but it's funny.
It's 3 minutes, but we can watch and cut.
All right. This is me going on my vast knowledge.
You're in this?
No.
Oh.
You have some reports. I've been able to confirm that some people have actually had their shoes taken from them by other people who actually saw him waiting at a bus stop. I talked to one guy who said he was waiting in McDonald's because he wanted his sister to come get him because some people had just been robbed at the bus stop a few feet away. So we don't know if that's true or not, but it kind of gives you an idea of the level of the what's going on out here. And I got one of the guys who's got one of the first pairs. What's your name, sir?
Curtis Solomon. I'm a shoe connoisseur. I've been getting shoes. It was crazy out here. Like, you know, me and a group of my friends, you know, from Lakewood, we get a lot of money.
It's long
so it's
frame.
Not just to buy shoes. Man, we just came up here, you know, to have fun. Like, you know, we get money, boys. We get money. It ain't, we came up and have fun, man. It was people.
I like the still shoe shot. Like,
I know.
Don't leave the shoes.
Earlier who said, look, this has got to stop. They got to stop. Michael Jordan got to stop doing this because someone's going to get killed.
What they need to do instead of letting us come up to these malls, Michael Jordan just need to have all the shoes at his house, and we go to his house and buy the shoes. We're going to see if you like that, Michael Jordan. Come on, talk to the people, man. Point live from Lakewood.
Man, look, Michael Jordan needs to stop playing with all his brothers, his black brothers out here. He needs to go ahead and let all us be able to buy another pair of shoes, because, you know, it's a shame the little kids out here couldn't get the shoes. I seen little kids crying because they can't get shoes, though.
30 pair of tennis shoes, man, to a stoke.
Man, one mama was tears because she couldn't get the shoes for her kids. You know, it break our hearts out here, though. But you know what? The Get Money Boys, we do have some shoes we are selling. So parents, look us up. You know.
Yo, right. Get Money Boys. They were the original buy low,
that
sell high.
So awesome.
Get Money Boys.
He just like invented the plug right there, I think. I think that was the invention of the plug we just saw on the news. The news guy was like, all right.
The guy knew it. He's like, back. I just got used.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Beast Squid Game. This is obviously because everything he does is gigantic.
It was insane.
No. Did you guys watch it?
I didn't watch all of it, but I glanced through it.
It was good.
So it went mega viral after he recreated every Squid Game for a YouTube video with 456 random people playing for 456 grand. The video amassed 122 million views in 4 days. Real Squid Games had 111 million views in 30 days. I didn't watch it. But, I mean, Mr. Beast is just...
Look at, like, the pictures of what he created. It's, like, so big and insane.
It's unreal.
The sets were, like, identical.
Yeah.
How did someone die?
They didn't.
So they had, like...
I don't mean they died for real, Kareem.
Yeah, they were just...
Somebody had to win, I assume.
They had a device that pops, like, blood splatter when they die.
Absolutely.
And then they're out of the game.
How did they get eliminated from the game?
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about?
But it was
realistic. You thought that he was just murdering people?
No, well, you didn't watch it. I thought you thought maybe someone died in the filming of it or something. I don't know.
No.
So it like splattered and they were dead when they got eliminated.
I feel like if someone would have died, everyone would have heard about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's. I remember talking to him. We never had on the show. We talked to him.
Barstool Fund.
What? Right?
Barstool Fund?
I talked to him on the phone and his biggest like complaint was... They're like he can't get any more views on his video because like every human in the world already watches them.
Yeah,
that was
has.
Literally like his. He's like, well, everyone already watches. He's like, I've plateaued at how many I can get.
Imagine that's your
well.
Problem?
The thing with Netflix is that he went to Netflix and pitched. He was like, hey, like I do this on my own budget. Imagine if you gave me like $2 million to make videos. Like I guarantee you, I can get good views for you. And they shut him down. So it's kind of like an argument.
Yeah.
Of what should he keep doing it himself, sort of thing. Versus get backed by like big money.
Well, he got more views than the actual Squid Games in 2 days.
But do those views equal each other? Like, because it's 130 million views of each episode, right? So each episode gets 130 million views, or are they saying in total the whole show was viewed 100? Like, what's
and
the
what's a view?
There?
Because I could see somebody just checking out for like a minute to see what it looks like
on YouTube. On YouTube, if I click the video,
I
could click the video 100 times and that's 100 views.
Now,
right?
Granted, we're so still splitting like, hairs. Still an unbelievable accomplishment.
Oh yeah.
And then he had Netflix 067 and Mr. Beast 067. Both were pretty girls, and I guess she went viral.
Yeah, she gained like 100,000 followers or something like that in a week.
That makes sense, I guess. How did he pick who got to do it?
Was it just random people?
No, I think he tweeted, and then he's from North Carolina, I think. So, like, 067 was, like, an ECU student. So, he kind of just, I think he had people reach out, tweeting it.
You know what's nuts? If we weren't doing BFFs, I guess it's the Barstool Fund. Like, I still may not know who this person is.
You probably wouldn't know who a lot of people
are.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
I know who Virgil is.
Yeah, now you do?
The other Virgil.
Now we do, too.
Like, the other Virgil was way bigger in my world. Mr. Beast canceled by vegans? After giving away 10,000 turkeys on Thanksgiving to those in need, saying that it would have been better to give vegan options, and he doesn't actually care about people, just says, please. I'll tell you, though, is that
such
PETA?
A reach.
PETA's ruthless.
PETA, no, PETA is fucked. Ruthless. PETA, like, abuses animals. PETA's fucking cancel PETA.
I want that on the record. Wow. That was chicken fries. That was not
get me. Get me a little t-shirt.
I don't trash people I'm afraid of. PETA and Anonymous, I'm afraid of.
Oh, I'm not. Fuck PETA.
Remember the
unboxing?
PETA with the, like, remember someone sent live chickens? Didn't PETA, like, tweet and say something?
Well, I saved those chickens.
Yes, right, right. We did give them.
Dan Big Cat got assaulted by PETA during the Nathan's Hut. Yeah, during the, it's a very Barstool moment. During the, Dan got a, like, guest entry into the Nathan's, like, 4th of July, you know, on ESPN, the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, yeah, like Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, he was in it. Yeah. He was like, and they put him on the end because he can't compete with those guys. And what you know, PETA stormed the stage and threw fake blood all over him. One of the funniest, I had tears in my eyes laughing about it. Like, of
and
all
of course, of course it would happen to a Barstool employee. Eh?
Like, Dan, he didn't know what happened. See, there they come. Dan's on the end, and they just start throwing him. He has no fucking clue what's going on. He's wearing the hat back there. It gave him a good excuse to be like, I would have won by
PETA. Oh, so these are just like PETA's like protesters?
Yeah.
So they probably are good people, but PETA itself is a horrible organization.
Again, I'm not, that's you. You're going to get attacked for that. They're vicious. Yeah,
well, I will show you guys the facts to back it up.
Harry.
Yo, just, oh, never mind. I was going to say that pile of turkeys don't look like 10,000 turkeys, but I saw the boxes in the back.
Totally.
I seen the boxes.
Harry Josie is dating the girl from the coconut oil sex tape, the one with
Alvarez.
Yeah.
Jay Alvarez.
Good for him. Sveta Bilyova. Okay. That's pretty.
There's a video of them hanging out, but it's not much. They just.
Yeah, but people are saying he's just clout farming because he kind of fell off after the James Charles thing and he's just trying to get into the news.
I don't know that I didn't see that video, but I don't think I could, like, date somebody who was in a, well, I shouldn't talk. I've been in weird shit. But
didn't we watch it?
Yeah, we did on here.
Yeah, we watched it.
We watched the apology video. Together.
Oh, wait, are you talking about the sex tape?
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah, we did.
I don't remember.
Yeah, we reacted to it live on BFFs.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, it was actually kind of a little.
It was weird.
A little strange, almost.
Yeah, it was planned. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, these are two people we haven't been able to get on the show. Yes. Olivia Pontoon and Kaya back together.
Yeah, do you remember this? You were pretty heavily invested in this drama.
Well, yeah. And I don't know why we can't get on the show. You asked Josh, right, Olivia?
I know. Like I think she just went straight to ignore. So, Olivia, what's up? Calling you out right now.
Yeah. I thought I saw. I follow them now. I thought that they each had new girlfriends, but maybe not.
Yeah, I think
so.
They
maybe we
did.
Bring on all four people. We bring on both of them with their new girlfriends, and just see what happens.
Dr. Phil action.
I'd love to have them on. We've tried.
Yeah, but the internet went crazy how they found out that they were dating because Kai, on the second page here, she has a bagel wrapper and it says Olivia on the other side. And people were like, oh no, they're in New York together getting bagels together.
Where does it say Olivia?
Right here.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I feel like these two are like playing on a different league. Like that was was on purpose.
Yes. Has to be.
Wait. So they're back together now?
They haven't came out and said that, but everyone's speculating that because of this bagel wrapper.
But I thought that they just had new girlfriends.
I don't know. It's a messy relationship.
What the fuck is going on?
Maybe they're friends. Do you guys think you can be friends with, like, one of your exes?
No.
Like, actual friends?
I mean, I am.
Yeah? Josh says no?
Like, what do you mean, like, friends?
Like, hang out with them.
I don't really
on a platonic level after.
No, I'm probably in a different situation because it's like my Renee, like my
well, that's your ex-wife, yeah. Right.
So, but not somebody like you're just if you date somebody for a year or 2 years, no,
right?
That's
yeah,
bad
yeah,
news.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
That's bad
news. I think it's impossible.
I feel like it's bad news.
Yeah. So then they must be back together.
Yeah, I would agree. Especially like when you break up and there's animosity, like you don't go from animosity to just hanging out.
We're friends,
like if you're
yeah.
back together, you go to animosity to probably fucking. Will Smith throws up when he has sex. He recently admitted in his memoir that he went through a phase of having sex so much he would vomit and gag when he had an orgasm. That sucks.
That's a lot.
Over the next
kinda
few months,
rock,
I went...
Kind of rock star, though.
Kind of rock star.
I went full ghetto hyena. I had sex with so many women. It was so constitutionally disagreeable to the core of my being that I developed a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm. He wrote an ad that sexual intercourse would literally make me gag and sometimes even vomit.
Damn. You can fuck that much that you puke.
That was crazy.
Cap. Did I do that right?
You did it right. But
you know what?
Do you think it's Cap,
no.
really?
Yes. You're yes. wrong.
With
you're
Will
wrong.
Will Smith?
Will Smith would never lie, bro.
That's what I'm
Will
saying,
Smith
Josh.
Would never lie.
Dude, if you throw up, that means you don't like having sex. Why would he keep having so much
no,
sex?
He gagged and sometimes
no.
vomit.
It's an involuntary reflex. It's involuntary. So you might like it. It just it happens to you throw up.
Cap.
Have you guys ever heard of this before?
Nope.
I've never heard of
I'm
this
I'm calling
before.
Cap. I don't think it happened.
You're calling
no
Cap.
Cap.
Maybe
Will's
one
Cap.
Time he had like an upset stomach and like threw up unrelated. He's like, oh, that's big. Listen, I generally call Cap,
no Cap
whenever I see in like one sentence so constitutionally disagreeable to my core being. I had a psychosomatic bro. Chill.
I think this was in his memoir. That's why he was getting all wordsy with it.
Yeah, it was about like everything he.
I'm calling Cap.
I don't know.
You're wrong.
I don't
you're
think.
Wrong.
I don't.
I hate to
Will
let
Smith,
you know.
Yeah.
I hate to let you know, Dave. And I could agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong. And then we just where would we get?
I'd say this is made up.
I don't think King Will would lie.
Not a chance. King Richard ain't lying.
Nope.
Kid Rock versus Brad Pitt. Kid Rock compared himself to Brad Pitt in song lyrics, saying Brad Pitt is a bit more attractive, but Kid Rock slings more dick. Okay? I'm like Reverend Runner or David Lee Roth, like Springsteen, bitch. I'm the motherfucking boss James Dean shit. I'm more like Brad Pitt, a little less pretty, but I sling more dick. What does that mean?
He fucks more.
Like having sex. He's,
yeah. He fucks more than Brad Pitt.
Yeah, probably.
That's
I
what I was
going to
say.
That.
Like, cause he,
I don't know that that's like, I mean, I think if Brad Pitt...
wanted to
Brad Pitt
went out
yeah.
for it, you know, he, like if he was going rock star lifestyle, if, Brad Pitt.
But he just
would
can't
win.
Go out and fuck everyone because everyone would be like, "I just had sex with Brad Pitt," and it would
well,
get back to him.
Yeah, and they probably do with Kid Rock, anyways. Listen, both these guys can fuck as much as they want, I'm sure. But if you're like, "Hey, we're gonna line up and see who has a universally like better looking score," Brad Pitt would kill him.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Like fucking score?
Like if you're just like go, you kept a scorecard and you're like over the course of a year, you guys fuck as many people as you can and you get more points for the more attractive your partner,
oh,
Brad
okay.
Pitt,
okay.
would kill him.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, because you're saying the
hotter
the
people
type Brad Pitt is going for is going to just be better than Kid Rock.
Yeah, like I'm saying when Kid Rock says I sling more dick, he probably does. But
he's probably just slinging it to whoever.
Anybody.
Wants to.
Brad Pitt
yeah,
doesn't
right,
know
right,
he's...
right. Groupies and
yeah,
like whoever.
He's just like, I'm
yeah,
Kid Rock. I'm
yeah.
fuck.
Brad Pitt doesn't even know he's in the, he's not trying to, I don't think. Yeah. I'm sure Brad Pitt does quite well for him, but it's
he probably
just,
has very high standards.
Yes.
I would think.
I would think so as well. I mean Brad Pitt.
Angelina Jolie. Come on.
Yeah. Selena Gomez and Cara Delevingne rumors. Selena Gomez and Cara Delevingne sparking dating rumors of sharing a small peck. A Knicks game on the Jumbotron. Kara has openly been in same-sex relationship, but Selena has not. Cap?
I don't know if this is true, but I wish it was. I think Selena's too good for men, but I don't know if she is... if she is...
Too good for men?
Yeah, every guy that she's been with what? Fucks her over.
It's kind of a shock to men.
Well,
yeah, that's kind of messed up, Brianna.
Sorry, but...
Yo, Selena, let me be a gentleman.
Too good for men?
Yes. Yeah, so, sorry,
I don't know. I don't think
Selena's
how old
like
is
awesome.
How old is Selena? I like Selena. How old is Selena?
I do too.
Probably like 30.
I don't think you just start switch hitting at 30, do you?
I don't know. Maybe she always was and just didn't. It wasn't public. 29.
Okay.
I mean, JB was a little feminine when they were dating.
But this could also just be like her bestie. And they like kissed on the Jumbotron on the cheek.
Yeah, I mean, the picture of them kissing is nada.
Yeah.
I mean, on the yacht.
But the kind of just looks like they're talking.
Girls do that shit.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, girls be doing that.
They don't really look like they're kissing on the yacht. They just look like they're having a conversation.
No. Island Boys booed off stage. This is at Live, right? Miami?
Yeah, this kind of made me sad for the Island Boys.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I was kind of like, oh,
I couldn't watch it. I felt bad.
I like the Island Boys.
Because they were so sweet.
Well,
they were nice.
And I'm just trying to make it, or I'm an island boy. I put my vest on, yeah. Hey, I'm an island boy. I'm an island boy. I'm going to keep it like it's all I want. And I'm going to better keep that gun. I'm going to do it while I'm staring at the sun. I've been really at the pool gazing. And the pool where I'm staying. I'll pull it like a super saiyan. Trying to be the greatest.
They couldn't give them like a beat or something?
Listen.
Yeah, I know.
Liv is like one of the more intimidating places, I feel like, in the world for a performer to get up on that stage. I kind of give them credit for even trying it. And even what they said when on our show, they're like, we're going to try to milk this and run with it as much as we can. I like the Island Boys.
Team Island Boys.
All right. Again, we got to thank our friends at Takis. Takis Snacks. Face the intensity. Takis Kettles are a thin-cut kettle-cooked potato chip. Every incredible bite is waiting to explode in an intense collision of fantastic flavor, super crispy texture. There are three flavors, Fuego, Jalapeno, and Habanero Fury. They're everywhere that I am now. People love them. It's the number one snack in my house that people always grab, leave me kind of talky-less, which sucks. Talk about, oh, there it is. I was already talking about it. So face the intensity, try them, find out. Takis, I guarantee you, put them on the shelf. They're the first thing that goes. Also, I love the kind of packaging, purple.
Matches our new shit.
Yep. Takis, they've been sponsoring BFFs from the beginning. We appreciate the support. And actually, I'm glad we found them because I do love them and always have them around. Takis, thanks again. we'll skip these next ones. This game, top 10 female singers of all time power rankings. We did this. We do this time to time. Barstool does. Clearly made to like trigger and basically troll the internet. And surprisingly, the internet falls for it 100% of the time.
I cannot believe people really were upset about this.
They fall for it 100% of the time.
How like stupid do you have to be?
People are crazy. Very stupid.
It's really crazy. People are so mad.
People are very stupid.
Yeah, I mean, we do this like... This isn't even the most obvious. We'll do like...
But that's so fucking obvious.
What is like your favorite... What area roots for a team, and it'll be like New England, like Boston roots for the Yankees, and people are like, no, they don't. They root for the Red Sox. We're like, all right, you're an idiot.
It's like no shit. I was about to. I looked at this
Ashley
for a second.
Simpson's on there.
Yeah, I was looking at this as I was reading through this pamphlet, and I was like,
that I cannot believe people really got upset about this and thought it was real.
Addison Rae was like the number one trend on Twitter because of it.
Yeah, and they did skip past JoJo and fucking Ashley Simpson.
It says a lot, yeah, because Addison Rae, like, at 10 was not even...
Like, JoJo
at 3. Are we doing a game?
Yeah, so we have a game kind of based off this. So we are going to put up two songs, and we're going to have to guess which one has the most streams.
Streams.
So it's going to be either streams or views on YouTube. It will tell us which one it is.
Okay.
So this is Spotify, so this will be streams, not YouTube video. Addison Rae, Obsessed, or Dixie D'Amelio's Fuckboy?
I'm going to go Addison Rae.
I'm going to go Addison Rae because that was her first song, and that was
Dixie's
third. I feel
like Fuckboy was big. Fuckboy was big, I thought.
And I know, like, but it was Addison's first song.
I think Addison is way bigger than Dixie.
Any guesses on what you think the number might be?
That,
oh, God.
No, 100 million.
Too far off, I guess.
Yeah.
One for one.
Wait,
so Addison, 25 mil. Because it was her first
so
one.
So Addison had 25. What was Dixie's?
19 million.
Yeah, still softest has them both beat.
That has everything beat.
Okay, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, Taylor Swift, All Too Well, the 10-minute version that just came out on Spotify.
It's got to be Taylor Swift.
Just came out,
the
though.
The new version that just came out?
10 minutes.
Because Whitney Houston on Spotify, like, that predates Spotify.
That's
so it's like,
right.
No, it...
You're right. It's Taylor Swift.
Has to be.
That's the last week, though.
Has to be.
It's Taylor Swift, for sure.
Anything old is going to be... Nope,
okay.
We're not even close.
Not even close. Whitney Houston blew her out of the park.
$435 million versus 85. So there's that new theory. I was so confident. I would have bet my life.
Really?
Dude, I would be dead. I was going so Whitney. I was like, it's obviously got to be Whitney. But,
I know. I was with you, Josh, and then Dave kind of had me swayed.
Because there's songs I feel like that are bangers, are unbelievable songs, but it doesn't have a ton of view because they're so old.
I mean, right. Though, think about how many people still listen to like "I Will Always Love You."
Yeah, and my mom plays that every week,
and it's been on Spotify since Spotify came out.
So. Yeah, like my mom doesn't have Spotify though.
Oh, like a lot of moms do though.
Do they?
Yeah,
yeah. Where
are they listening to music?
In the mom demo.
I have an older mother, probably.
Yeah, and it was 10 minutes long. Okay, Aretha Franklin, "Respect," or Billie Eilish, "Love."
So now I'm just going to go with what the better song is, but I feel like this is so obvious. It's not going to be, but "Respect."
I'm going "Lovely." I'm going Billie Eilish this time.
Oh, God. I guess I'll go Billie Eilish, too. Jesus.
$1.6 billion for Billie Eilish? Jeez.
Let's go.
$1.6 billion? That's crazy.
Billie Eilish is something else, though. Billie Eilish is something else.
So that's probably why.
Okay. I mean, "Respect's" arguably like the greatest song of all time.
Yeah. It's in every movie. Okay, so this is YouTube. So this will be... views on
Party
YouTube.
In the USA. I'm going Party in the USA.
Katy Perry, "Roar," or Party
Roar was a crazy video. Like, think about a halftime show and shit. Like,
true.
I feel like the video got a lot of attention. I'm still
Party
going
in the USA.
Party
in the USA. Easy.
Still Party in the USA.
You guys suck.
Dude, what?
What?
This could be like timing of YouTube, no?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be like what the video was. There's something that happened in the Roar video or something, I feel like.
But Party in the USA is like an all-time.
Like, what would that answer be? You chose YouTube.
Why is Miley looking so hot in that picture?
Streams on Spotify. Like, what is making you pick?
True.
She was in a leopard bikini in Roar. People are horny.
Oh, true. Party in the USA, Miley's just like a little girl.
So what is the Spotify? Because then they're just trying to trick us.
Party in the USA is $837 million on Spotify. And then...
so almost identical.
$837 million.
Katy Perry's "Roar" is $710 million. So still blows it
up.
Oh, wait. No, it's less.
Less.
No, it's less. Yeah. Miley Cyrus wins
that.
So
you guys are just doing funny business with us. Like,
yeah,
this
they're playing. They're playing
right.
us.
You're like intentionally trying to deceive us.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's not on like the song, like because you chose... what was the one before this?
"Respect," yeah, Khalid.
But this was Spotify.
Yeah, so what would that be on? Well, no, it wouldn't.
YouTube.
It's to you. All right,
your
go
logic's
ahead.
Is flawed.
Pop Smoke, "What You Know About Love," Cardi B, WAP.
Oh, see, now Spotify, because the video, it
Spotify,
would be WAP.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
since it's not, I'm going to go Pop Smoke.
I still feel like it might be WAP.
It's still WAP.
I feel like everyone probably listened to Pop Smoke when he died, though.
I think so too, which would give it all the streams. But
remember how big WAP
time,
was?
WAP just got so
big. Who listens to WAP on Spot?
Dude,
everyone.
A little bit.
$943 million for WAP.
That was close.
$696 million for Pop Smoke.
I was gonna say that was probably one of the biggest trends of
Softish. Okay. No kills everything.
Still Softish.
Not on YouTube.
All right, then Waka Flocka.
I think Waka Flocka takes the cake.
All right, but then the video of Still Softish is, look, Josh and Bryce with their dick out versus Hard in the Paint. All right.
What's the point of this one?
You won, Josh.
They're like dead even.
Oh, let's go, baby.
$41 million to $40 million.
What? You guys like
I go hard
draw.
In the paint.
Oh,
I go
kind
hard
of a
in the
flex.
Paint.
That's Josh beat Waka Flocka Hard in the Paint. It's like an all-time
that's
frat
a million
song.
More.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, that's crazy how big that is.
Yeah, so that's the game.
And then this or that.
I'm just saying this or that.
Oh, all right. So that
stay flexed the rest of the
time. We have videos to react to unless you don't want.
We do have videos to react to?
Yeah.
You already did them.
Yeah, we did them.
You skipped a few. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But those, I know what those are.
Okay.
All right. I think that... it's the pod. That's everything. The store, the stuff will go on sale at 9 p.m. BFFs. It's fire. It's hot. Get it. Anything else to add?
I'm wearing it.
Yep.
All right.
That's it.
Peace.
All right. Talk to you guys later.